He's Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, He has risen from the dead, and He's Lord.
Hallelujah. He has risen this morning. Let's sing it.
Oh, every knee on earth shall bow. Oh, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is His Lord. His Lord.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, He.
Thank You, Lord.
He has risen from the dead, and He's Lord.
My Lord, my Lord, thank You, Father.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue
time.
He's Lord. He's Lord.
Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord.
He's Lord.
Hallelujah.
He has risen from the dead, and He's Lord.
Thank You, Lord. Thank You.
Hands, amen. Let's sing, let's celebrate Him. He has risen from the dead, amen.
That Jesus Christ is.
Let's sing all together now with joy. He is Lord, amen.
From the dead.
Amen.
And we can feel it because we are alive. Amen. We were once dead and now we are alive.
Amen.
Because He was dead and risen from the dead, since we accepted it, we confessed it, and He gave us life. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You this morning for granting us this wonderful opportunity to be gathered in the morning of the resurrection, O Lord. We thank you because today we have our eyes open and our hearts have the revelation of the true resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is revealed through new birth, O Lord, because we are born again, back to life from our dead life, O Lord, and born not to die anymore, O Lord. We thank you for that, O Lord. Pray, take now control of this service from start to finish, O Lord. Bless the Sunday school upstairs. Bless us here as we open our Bibles. Bless us as we partake of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible, Matthew 12, verse 38 to 40. We're just going to speak about a little topic that make some confusion in some of us, because when they are there, we're going to read it. Let's read Matthew 12, 38 to 40. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart or in the hearts of the earth. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So there's a lot of questioning about this verse, because Jesus said, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. But how come he died on a Friday and he rose on a Sunday morning? And how you come to say he spent three days and three nights? So out of this verse, so many interpretations came out. Some even say Jesus didn't take place on a Sunday. Some say, no, it was on a Monday. Some say, no, it was on a Saturday. Some say, no, he didn't die on Friday. Because to do 3 days and three nights and raise up on a Sunday morning, he must have died on a Wednesday or on a Tuesday. You know, it makes a lot of confusion there. And people are just confused and they don't know what to believe in that. But we are just going to take some fundamentals to understand that according to the scripture, when did the crucifixion take place? And when did the resurrection take place? And then we'll come to understand when Jesus says 3 days and three nights, what did he really mean according to the biblical terms? Amen. So as we saw last week, the crucifixion happened on this day here. Because this week, there were so many things happening in Israel. There was the feast of the Passover, the day of the Passover, which was the 14th of Nisan. That day was also called a preparation day for the Passover meal. Because the Passover meal was not eaten on the 14th. On the 14th in the evening, according to our counting, they were killing the lamb. When they were killing the lamb, it was the end of the 14th. Because remember, the day in Israel, in the Jew Hebrews counting, was starting at 6 p.m. at sundown, at sunset. It's not like us, the day was starting at midnight. So when they were killing the lamb in the eve of the 14th, few hours later, it was the beginning of the 15th. So the Passover meal, they were eating it actually on the 15th, which was the first day of the unleavened bread. So just after the start, the feast of the Passover, the following day was starting the feast that was called the unleavened bread, which was lasting 7 days. For the coming 7 days, it was a feast, festive celebration. All those days were, and even in the tradition of the Jewish, all those 8, 7, or 9 days were called the Passover. But the Passover itself was the day where the lamb was killed, which was the 14th. On the 15th, it was the beginning of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. That the day Jesus was killed. Remember that the counting the day was starting on the 6 p.m. and going to 6 p.m. the next day. So the all in, let's say, our Friday, when our Friday starts on at midnight, they have call it, let's call it Friday, which was the preparation day before the Sabbath, started at 6 p.m., 6 hours earlier. They had started the unleavened, the first day of the unleavened bread. So when Jesus and his disciples were eating the Passover meal, it was on the 15th of Nisan, which was called the first days of the unleavened bread, but also it was a preparation day. In this week, we had two preparation days. There was this preparation day here, which was the preparation for the supper meal, for the Easter meal, which was to take place in the eve of, or in the first days of the 15th. The 15th itself was also a preparation day because the following day was a Sabbath. You get me? So these 2 days were in themselves preparation days. The 14th was the preparation day for the supper of the 15th. And the 15th was the preparation day for the Sabbath, which was the following day. So when the Bible is speaking, because there's a confusion when it's talking about preparation day. You're going to see here, it was the preparation day, it was the preparation day. But there were two preparation days. So when did really Jesus, when was he crucified? We have very little time. Matthew 26, verse 17. The Bible says, "Now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" You get it? So it was the first day of the preparation day. The first day of the unleavened bread. So if we want to time it, the lamb was killed. When this discussion between Jesus and disciple was going on, it was something about 6 p.m. You know, it was something around 6 or 7 p.m. Because it was the beginning of the first day of the unleavened bread. In our counting, it was 6 p.m., but on their counting, it was the beginning of the day. Are we together? So this discussion was taking place in the evening of that first day of the unleavened bread. And Jesus sent the two disciples in the town, "Go and find such and such person, let him, the master, want to supper in your house," and this and that. And they came, it was that same eve. They came, they started eating. That same eve, Jesus spoke about Judas Iscariot to betray him, and all these things were going on that evening. 7, 8, 9, we don't know. And Gethsemane happened that very same night. He went to pray. He was arrested that very same night. Brought at Caiaphas' court that very same night. In the following morning, in our calendar, we would say it was now Friday. But in their calendar, it was now the morning of, because the day for them was divided in daylight time and nightlight time. The night portion of the 15th was finished already. Now the morning, it was the day portion of the 15th. It was that morning that he was brought at Pontius Pilate's court to be judged, sent to Herod's to be judged, and sent back to Pilate. It was that morning. Things happened so quickly that around 9, 10 a.m., he was crucified. Amen? So it happened on that first day of the unleavened bread. Are we together? So that's why we need to understand the biblical counting of time. Because sometimes we put things in modern days reasoning. When they say 3 days and three nights, we say it's 12:35 p.m., in the Bibles, there's no mention of minutes. They are talking about hours. They were not as precise. We are a generation where we count time to the nanoseconds. We are so time bound that we everything counts. You know, 10 p.m. is 10, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. That's why we get such confusion. But the Bible is speaking about the fifth hour, the sixth hour, the third watch of the night. In those terms that the Bible refers to time, time counting on the biblical terms. So when they say Jesus was from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, in the counting of because I said the night portion of the day and the day portion of the day. When the day portion of the day was starting, they started counting 6 a.m. for them. It was the first hour. 7 a.m. it was the second hour. So 6th hour was actually 12 a.m., 12 p.m., midday. And the 9th hour was 3 p.m. Okay, are we together? So that was the day Jesus was crucified. It was the first day of the unleavened bread, which corresponded to a portion of our Friday. Are we together? The same thing in Luke 22, 7 to 8. Then came the day of the unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat. So it was the day of the unleavened bread. Now, let's read just something in John to make it clear when Jesus was crucified. John 19 30-31. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, is at the cross, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Verse 31. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, remember we are talking about the preparation here, that was the preparation of the Shabbat, who was starting, because when Jesus gave up his soul at 3 p.m., it was only 3 hours left for the beginning of the Sabbath. You know, it was the preparation day for the Sabbath. Preparations meant they had to cook everything because when it's 6 p.m., they can't touch anything anymore. It was complete rest. So that was, during the day they were doing, making all their preparations. And since Jesus was at the cross, it was the eve of the preparation day, they made sure that his down from the cross, because if 6 p.m. finds him at the cross, they won't be able to bury him anymore. You know, so it was the eve of the preparation day. It actually happened on Friday. Are we together? Yes. So, then they took verse 40, John 19. Took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices as the man of the Jews to bury. And what did they do again? Now in that place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man buried. They laid there Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day. They are talking again about the preparation day. Why did they lay them here near the place he was crucified? For the sepulchre was nigh at hand. They didn't want to bring him somewhere far. Because if they take him far, the time they bury him, if it was 6 p.m., find them somewhere else and they have things to bring back, they wouldn't be able to do it again because it was Shabbat. Amen. Amen. So that's why they had to bury him just nearby. Yeah. It was the eve of the preparation day. Are we together? So now, what does it mean 3 days and 3 nights in the tomb? First, I don't want to read about the resurrection day. We all know the Bible speaks about the first day of the week, which was a Sunday. Amen. So we had these principles to be laid down. He was crucified on the first day of the unleavened bread, which was roughly our Friday. It was in the eve of the Friday that he was put in the tomb. And according to the Bible, he came out of the tomb. When the first day of the week, the women went to see, he was not in the tomb anymore. Amen. So he laid in the tomb between the eve of the Friday and the morning of the Sunday. Do we agree on that? Now, how come the Bible says 3 days and three nights? If we count, it's not 3 days and three nights. Are we together? Yeah, logically speaking, he didn't spend 3 days and three nights literally. But the people that argue against this, they say that was the only messianic sign that Jesus gave to the Pharisees. They asked him for a sign. Give us a sign. He said, the sign that I am what I am, as Jonah, was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man. So if he didn't spend 3 days and three nights in the tomb, he's not the Son of Man. That's where they come from. But now let's see how the Bible lays it. It's not the only place Jesus spoke about his resurrection. There are many places Jesus mentioned his resurrection. Matthew 20, verse 19. From verse 17 to verse 19, yeah. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge, and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Amen. He's talking here about the third day. He's not talking about 3 days and three nights. He's speaking about the third day. That because the scriptures interpret themselves. We can't take a scripture and place it in, because they didn't count time the way we count time. Let's put things in the context of the time it was happening. Because here, when you say, after 24 hours, we take the clock, we put an alarm. 24 hours. And when it's 20:00, ting, 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 we say, this is 24 hours. No. In the biblical context, Jesus said 3 days and three nights. But the first verse we read, we see, is speaking about the third day. You get the difference, yeah? So on the third day, you will rise again. He says the same thing in Luke 45 to 36. Then opened he their understanding. This is after his resurrection. He was talking to the disciples after he appeared to them. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Amen. Amen. Now is risen now, and he's speaking, telling them it was good that the Christ suffer and rise from the dead the third day. So when we are talking about a third day here, even in our language, third day doesn't necessarily mean 3 days and three nights. Because if we take literally after, keep the word after, 3 days and three nights, it makes it the fourth day. Are we together? If we count literally after 3 days and three nights, it makes it the fourth day. Are we there? Yeah. So we need to put things in their context. Now, what does the Bible say? You know, the Bible is so wise. God is so wise in his... He laid things in the Bible that if you go and just take one verse and read and say, and make a doctrine after that verse, there are some stories in the Bible that you don't even see why they were put there. But God just put it there to shed light on something else. Let's go into 2 Chronicles 10, let's start at verse 1. First Chronicles 10. From verse 1 to verse 5, and then we're going to read verse 12. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem where all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, is thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. Are you together? Speaking about after 3 days. And the people departed. Verse 12. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the 3rd day. Do you get it? The man told them, come after 3 days. So if in our counting, if it was on a Monday, after 3 days, we don't count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they should come on Friday. But the Bible says, all the people came to Rehoboam on the 3rd day. This is what after 3 days means. The Bible interprets itself. 3 days and three nights, don't put it in our under your understanding. The Bible said, it doesn't say here they were wrong. And the king didn't send them away. He said, come after 3 days. On the 3rd day, they came. So in the Jewish tradition, the counting of days, even a partial day, is counted as a full day. Amen. Even a partial day is counted as a full day. So if we take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday when he was crucified, and Sunday when he rose from the dead, it took 3 days and three nights. Not in your interpretation, but in the Bible's terms. Amen. So this confusion has to be lifted because it brings a lot of, confusion in people's head. There are churches, there are theologians who are there standing. They say, no. We are wrong. We are idolaters because we worship a God that was raised on a Sunday morning, which is not Jesus Christ, and he didn't die on a Friday, and so forth and so forth. But the Bible put it very clear there. It was on a Friday, and he resurrected on a Sunday, 3 days and three nights, according to biblical terms. On the 3rd day, according to his own words. Amen. So we wanted to lay it so that nobody come to spoil your party. Amen. You are there celebrating the Passover. We put it on your status on WhatsApp, and someone will challenge you to say, you are wrong in this. No. We are celebrating the true thing. Amen. And the Bible says so, and God confirms it. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us this time of meditation around your word. Bless us now as we prepare for the main service. Bless your servants. Now take control of the singing, the tithes and offering, everything that will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.